There was a cartoon I saw on Dalai Lama's birthday. So he was opening a big box, and all the monks were watching, and it was empty. And he said, "Oh, nothing. It's just what I've always wanted." Because the Buddhists, they talk about that, but they don't really want nothing. If they eat, you know, if they go begging and they don't get anything, they're not going to be very happy, right? If you give them that, you say, "Well, here's your dinner," and it's an empty plate, they're not going to be very happy. But maybe if they're very, very advanced, they say, "Okay, that's the will of Buddha," or something. And they say, "Wait a minute, you know, I can't eat nothing." One boy was telling me that the Buddhists write extensively about nothing. And I said, "Well, how can you write so much about nothing?" He said, "Well, I don't know, but they do it." You know, he was reading their books, but can't explain it. And scientists do that also, mathematicians. Because they're saying, the physicists say everything comes from nothing. So they're also having so many formulas to explain nothing. But nothing is nothing, and there's no such thing, actually. Everywhere there's something. Souls are everywhere. So that's what we are, you know, really always Christmas, because the original Christmas was the wise men came and they gave gifts to the baby Jesus. But then as time went on, it became a give everybody gifts thing. Gradually they forget Jesus. I know when I was young, my cousins, they always went to church at midnight at Christmas Eve, but my family didn't. We thought they were a little too religious, you know. But many people used to do that. You know, for Christmas at least they would go to church. They would try to, you know, have some religious. You would see the people going around singing Christmas songs, religious songs everywhere, and decorations in the store windows was, you know, the nativity scene and things like that. But I haven't seen that here. Haven't seen it in many places. Haven't been in America for Christmas for many years, but in Japan they try because it's good for business, you know. And so it's a crazy world, you know. I saw a taxi went by today and it said, drinkawareness.com or something, and it said avoid drinking on an empty stomach and something else, you know, right? You know, let's say you won't get as drunk or something, you know. Yeah, but they don't say don't drink. They think they can't. Well, you can't say that because they're going to drink anyway. And besides that, it's a big business, you know. A lot of people work in that industry. So that's why some people are opposed to religion, real religion, because people don't drink and eat meat and party all the time and smoke and get their hair cut every week and buy new clothes every day, and right? They get peaceful. That's not very good for the economy, right? They think. Actually, it would be much better. We see the economy now, as everybody says, it's in a downturn, but England is supposed to be, you know, in such a disaster of money, but our book sales are going better than ever, somehow or other. So maybe people are realizing something, you know, they're being enlivened by Krishna, and what the real value of their human life is. And you can make a small investment in Bhagavad Gita, 5-10 pounds, and then you can read that every day, and it'll get better and better and better every time. And you don't need other books unless it's some kind of, you know, man. You know, you need other books for technical things, for, you know, if you're an engineer or a doctor or something. But for spiritual things and for pleasure, you don't need anything. You just read Bhagavad Gita every day, and people that read Bhagavad Gita, but they don't need to smoke and drink, and right? They're happy. So that's why we keep distributing Bhagavad Gita. We keep inviting people to temple to hear Bhagavad Gita. We keep chanting Hare Krishna all the time as much as possible, and try to get out in the streets and chant and give people a chance to know Krishna. So here we are, and here you are. Thank you for coming. This is, you know, Christmas Eve, whatever it is. When we were kids, we were all waiting for the opening all the presents. And then Christmas morning, more presents. That was my house. Waiting for Santa Claus, what did he bring? And they wanted the kids to believe in Santa Claus, you know. Believe that he sees and hears everything and knows everything, and he can go to everyone's house at the same time and deliver presents, right? So that's really Krishna, you know, really. Krishna is everywhere, and he can benedict anyone anywhere. He's aware of everything, and he's ready to help anybody who turns to him, anyone who wants to take shelter of Krishna. He will give whatever shelter we want. He'll help us to survive, you know, this crazy world. People are just insane for trying to enjoy, right? They have that Ferris wheel thing. There's one big one here, right? So the biggest one is in Singapore. It's even bigger. But I saw the headline yesterday. It got stuck for 6 hours. People had to sit in it, you know. The cars there hold 28 people. So they had to sit there for 6 hours, you know, field up thing.
They can't even sit
in those
as well. Some of them
Huh?
Some of them wouldn't even be sitting.
Well, whatever, they'd go panicking, you know. I was in the Dallas airport, they have this train that goes between the terminals. So I was on that, and it got stopped. It stops all the time, actually, but. You know, and then they just say, wait a minute, you can't get out. And the guy, other guy in there, just, he went mad. He was pounding on the glass, and, you know, like, get me out of here. You know, they sit there for a half hour, then it moves again, and you miss your flight. But, you know, we're trying to enjoy the material world, but it's never fully satisfying. It may be a little pleasure for a little while. I'm all right. I'm okay. I'm fine. But if you really analyze, and if they're talking to their friends, it may be different, you know. But everyone can benefit by contacting Krishna, because Krishna is in everyone's heart. And when we connect with Krishna, then we're in our natural position. Everyone's trying to connect with usually some other living entity for pleasure. Sometimes even inanimate objects nowadays, because they... You know, they think the computer will do whatever I want, or the motorcycle will go wherever I tell it to. You know, I'm in charge. Freedom. But the motorcycle, people think freedom, but you have to have the motorcycle, and it means that you're dependent on such factories, and you have to have fuel, and you have to have a road, or you have to find it off the road, you have to have something. It's not really freedom. It's more slavery. They become slaves to their things. Or they want a loving relationship, so they get a dog or a cat or a bird, right? And you get some, they're nice, they're living entities, you get something. But it's not fully satisfying like a relationship with a human being. And then what to speak of with Krishna, because Krishna is a perfect person. And he can reciprocate perfectly with whatever anyone gives him. He's the most beautiful, could say, you know, everyone wants a beautiful person, or a rich person, or a famous person, right? What else is there? Powerful.
Strongest.
Huh?
Strongest. Strongest.
Strong, yeah, powerful, influential. They look for people like that. They want to be with them, you know. I don't know if they still have it. When the kid, they had these magazines, and you know, you could win a date with Frankie Avalon or somebody, you know, some popular movie star or some, supposedly you could go with them, be with that person, get your picture taken. But everybody wants that. They want love. They want to be loved. That's the most needed thing. Saw a report from Google, you know, Google, internet search. So they said that for the question, who is, that what do you think was the most?
The
The question was?
Who is? Then there's a blank. So, who is blank? What was it most?
Who's famous?
Huh?
Famous?
God.
God. More people put who is God than any other person.
Wow.
Mostly that came from America, but they said in Asia they were getting the same kind of. Because America has much more internet, much more people are on the internet. So. But in Asia they were getting the same thing. And for the question, what is?
Love.
Love, yeah. That was, what is love? Because what do you want? Love, and God is love, they say that. More than that, but Krishna loves everyone perfectly. And he can reciprocate perfectly any love you give him. And no one else can do that. So people are frustrated because they give so much love. My mother had a poem on the wall. I wish I had it. But the poem was, I've loved so much, I've given so much that nobody appreciates me. It was a nice poem, but that's the way almost everybody feels. Nobody loves me. So when that gets really bad, it's depression. You know, people get depressed. They can't function. They don't want to do anything. They think, nobody loves me. What's the use of living? Even babies sometimes, if nobody's loving them, they won't even eat. They don't have any desire. So Mother Teresa said the most hunger in the world is for love more than food. People are starving for love. But then they get cheated all the time in the name of love. But Krishna is really love, and if we turn our back on Krishna, we're running away from love, and then we'll be miserable. And if we turn towards Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. So that's what bhakti means. Prabhupada translated, loving devotional service. Doing something for Krishna. When you love someone, you do something for them. Not that you just say, I love you, I love you. Right, like some men are beating up their wife and say, well, I love you so much. That's why I'm doing this. Or they tell their children, I love you so much, that's why I'm locking you in the closet, you know. Whatever they do, people do like that. That's their idea of love. Or Japanese, you know, they have a bonsai tree. You see them? You know, they're always cutting it and tying it up so it can't grow. And it's, but they, just enough that it grows, but it's all can't grow big, you know. And they say they love it. All day they're snipping and cutting, and just cutting it so it can't grow very much. Out of that's their love. People think that's love. Or they love their car, or they love cigarettes, or they love McDonald's. They had that ad, I still have that one, I'm loving it. People want to love. They want to give love, they want to be loved. So if we give our love to Krishna, then we'll be fully satisfied. He can reciprocate. And when someone really loves Krishna, they'll be so happy and satisfied, they'll love everyone. When you're with people you love, you'll be happy, right? People, you know, that's why at Christmas everybody's going home to their family. Isn't it? People that have family. You know, they think they will be with the people we love. And if you're around people that hate you or you hate, then you'll be very unhappy. So when someone loves Krishna, they love everyone, and they'll be happy anywhere. And other people will love them also. That's what happens when someone is a real lover of Krishna. They become very attractive to anyone because they love everyone, because they see Krishna in everyone's heart. So they see the person, but they know Krishna's in their heart. So they want, they're dealing with Krishna. And if you treat someone nicely and you love them, then Krishna will be very happy. And he'll reciprocate with both of them. So Bhagavad Gita is just teaching that. It's a simple thing. Krishna is a person. He's the supreme person, but he's a person. So if, just like you can sit here and look at me and talk to me, and I can talk back and I can see you and you can see me. Also Krishna. Darshan. When people come for darshan, mostly we think I'm going to see Krishna. Right? But actually it means Krishna is going to see you. So, you know, and he's happy to see you. I'm happy to see that, you know, people come on their lunch hour, they run here and to see him. He likes that. So he reciprocates. That's Krishna. And there's many ways to be with Krishna. You can come to the temple. Prasadam is none different than Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's words, so it's Krishna. The Srimad Bhagavatam is Krishna's pastimes, you know, his incarnation, so it's none different than Krishna. It's a literary incarnation of the book incarnation of Krishna. The pictures are Krishna. The Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It's also Krishna. So we can associate with Krishna. And the more we associate with Krishna, we become purified and we become more like Krishna, because that is our natural anyway. The soul is naturally nice, compassionate and loving and happy, actually blissful. But somehow we get covered over. If we see children, we see more like the natural condition of the soul. Generally, children are happy. They laugh a lot. They don't need all kinds of things to be happy. They just play with whatever is around. Right? Of course, some children nowadays, they get spoiled because people are telling them, you should have this, you can't do this, you should do that, don't get dirty. Or they see the advertisement that they should have something, you know, and then they get agitated. But generally, they're just happy. They can play with anything, and you know, they can fall asleep anywhere. They can, you know, they can get along. I was in one park in Singapore, somewhere in Malaysia or Singapore, so it's very multicultural, maybe like here. So all the ladies were there with their kids. Muslims, Christians, Hindus, all kinds. And all the ladies were sitting together, you know. Group of Muslim ladies, group of Hindu ladies. But the kids were all playing together. They didn't care. They don't know the difference. You know, they don't know the difference that this person's a different color. It doesn't matter to them. Even different languages. You'll see children, and they're just having all the, they don't even know that they're both different language, but they have big conversations. Right? And they understand each other, and they play like anything, and they run around, and the mothers are sitting in different groups. And then gradually, you know, the mother will say, well, you shouldn't play with those guys, you know, they're not so good. My mother would always tell me this, why, you know, these people are not so good, and people are better. I don't know how she decided, but anyway, that's a natural, blissful. The soul is by nature blissful. The mind is flickering and unsteady and may think it's happy sometimes, be sad the next minute. The body, you know, is always subjected to some kind of change, you know, from the environment or from the mind or something. But the soul is always blissful. So what we need to do is meditate on the soul. What is the soul? What is it supposed to be doing? It's supposed to be serving Krishna. Krishna says, bhakti mama vijanati yavanyas chasmi tatpata. Only by bhakti can you really know me. Actually, Bhagavad Gita many times saying the same thing like that. You can know me as I am, standing here before you, he told Arjuna. So we can know Krishna by bhakti. Chanting is bhakti. Eating prasadam is bhakti. Doing any kind of service, you know, for the deities, for Krishna, for the devotees. That's bhakti. Even reading Bhagavad Gita, that's bhakti. And Krishna is telling all about himself. Especially in the 7th chapter onward. You can find out everything about Krishna. So, he says, I give heat. I withhold and send forth the rain. I am immortality, and I am the death personified. Both spirit and matter are in me. So that Krishna is everything. He's immortality. The soul is immortal, and Krishna is immortal. The soul has the same quality as Krishna. But he's also death personified. So that sounds like a contradiction, maybe. Right? Isn't it? Michoham, Micho Sarva, Arascham, I am death, all devouring death. Because those who identify with the body, they think they die. And that's actually Krishna. That's one of his manifestations, is death. And it's frightening for the atheists and the non-devotee to have to leave their body, and they have no idea what's going to happen to them. That's the way they see Krishna. The devotees see Krishna, death is very nice, very happy. You're going to go and be with Krishna. And he gives the rain and he holds back the rain. Both. Sometimes there's too much rain, sometimes there's not enough. Ultimately, Krishna's behind that because of the particular karmas of the people of certain areas. This is what's happening to them. And both spirit and matter are in me. Krishna's inferior energy is the material energy, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego. But the internal energy is represented by Srimati Radharani, and that's the devotional energy, this feminine aspect of love and, you know, all the nice things. Both is coming from Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. But what he will give us, he's giving us what we want, what we deserve. So the request is Sarva Dharmam Parichaja, Mami Kam Sharanam Vraja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papevyo Moksha Isyami Masucha. That's considered like the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. Just surrender to me. Don't have fear. If there's any sinful reaction, I'll protect you. Just surrender means just take up Krishna's will. It doesn't mean you have to be put in a prison camp. Like sometimes in war, even like when the Japanese people, when the emperor finally surrendered to America, they were rejoicing. They were so happy that they didn't have to have war anymore. And then the Americans came in with the Hershey bars and Marlboros and Coca-Cola, and they thought it was great. They were happy. And factories and, you know, television. You know. So the surrender is when you realize there's a more powerful force and fighting it is just going to cause you unlimited distress. And when gives up fighting against the material nature because it's so powerful. And when you surrender to Krishna, he tells the material nature to help us. Don't bother this person anymore. Leave him alone. Help him to get what he needs. So that's Bhagavad Gita. And the end of the Bhagavad Gita, after Krishna says, you know, all right, Sanjaya, who could hear the whole thing, he said, I have heard this conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and it is so wonderful that my hair is standing on end. By the mercy of Vyas, I have heard these most confidential talks directly from the master of mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna. Well, Sanjaya wasn't there, but he was empowered to hear and see everything that went on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. And he was telling Dhritarashtra. And Dhritarashtra was getting more and more distressed because everything indicated that his sons were going to lose the battle. O King, as I repeatedly recall this wonderful and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment. So that's how we should be if we were really purified. When we read the Bhagavad Gita or even remember the Bhagavad Gita, we should feel like that. This is giving us a little hint what it's like for a real devotee. O King, as I remember this wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again. Just to remember the form of Krishna. That's why, you know, we feel a little bit, we come into Hartik and we see the deity and we feel quite happy. But when we go back out, it may not stay with us quite so strong. Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also be certainly opulence, victory, extraordinary power, and morality. That's my opinion. That's the end of the Bhagavad Gita.
What word is this on the
last verse?
Word
from
this,
what word is this on? It's the last verse. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Yatcha Parta Tanurdara Tatra Shir Vijaya Bhutir Dhruvam Nitir Matir Mama. So that's Bhagavad Gita. Wherever there's Krishna and Arjuna, wherever there's Bhagavad Gita, there'll be all these nice things. So that means whoever keeps Bhagavad Gita in their mind, keeps it in their heart, they want to read it, they want to talk about it, they want to see things according to how Krishna sees things, there'll be all these auspicious things will come about. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Hare Rama Hare Rama.
Rama Rama Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Any questions quick before? Yeah.
Who is Sankhya
Kriya?
People didn't know what is love.
Yeah, that's the most... Yes. On the question, what is, love is the most thing that's asked.
And what would be the best...
So they don't know. They want love and they don't even know what it is. What's love got to do, got to do, got to do? Love, love is strange, right? Lots of people take it for a game. There's so many songs, right? Yeah, all you need is love. You know, love, love me do. That was the Beatles' first song that hit. And then suddenly they were world all-stars. Love, love me do. You know, I love you. That's all it was, right? Love, love. That's what everybody wants, but now they don't even know what love is. But love means giving. It means service. If you love someone, you know, if a man sits home drinking beer all day and watching television and there's no money and the kids can't, you know, go to school and there's no money for food and the wife complains, he says, but I love you, and I love the children so much. I love you so much, you know. Who cares for that, right? That doesn't mean anything, but that's the kind of love that's going around in many cases. But love means you do something. Loving Krishna means you do some service. Whatever you can. Everyone can serve Krishna somehow or other. Everyone has some special talent and special abilities, special something that they can do for Krishna. Just taking prasadam as service. Yeah.
Well, thank you for relating to this question. But what about if somebody asks, what about God? If he really loves us, then why someone, they may ask this question, so much suffering. If somebody loves, then there wouldn't be so much suffering.
Yeah, well, if you run away from him and reject everything he's giving and go against all the, then you have to get the reaction. It's Christmas, right? How many of you have read the Bible? There's a famous story in the Bible, the prodigal son. So Jesus talked like that, very simple story. So the boy was the son of a very rich man. Father wanted to give him everything, but he thought, I don't need my father, I'm going to go on my own. He went out and became like completely bewildered and ended up got a job feeding a hog somewhere and eating a slop or, you know. And finally, somehow or other, he ended up back at his father's house. And then the father welcomed him home and, you know, prepared a big feast and welcomed him. And the guy didn't even remember, you know, his home even. He didn't even know who he was. So that's the story about the soul. We turn away from Krishna, and we turn away from his love, and we don't love him, then we have to live in that situation. If you loved him, that would be better. You know. That's the atheist always asks like that. Why is there so much war and everything? Those are people that are completely against. They're trying to enjoy. They're trying to be the proprietor. They're trying to be the enjoyer. And they're trying to take everything for themselves. And then it doesn't work. It's against the laws. Somebody will say, if the government's so good, why is there prison? And why are the people in prison can't, you know, enjoy so much? Right? But the government doesn't just go out and put people in prison. You know, criminals go into prison. And that's good for the rest of the people because, I mean, if supposedly it keeps the criminals off the street. It's not because the government doesn't just put just anybody in the prison. But, you know, if you're obeying the laws, you can live comfortably. Pay your taxes. Right? Simple. Alright, time for prasad. Alright, lunch. Merry Christmas. Supposed to be a Christmas feast. I said that lots of people are, the homeless people in America usually get really sick around Christmas time. Because so many people are giving free food, you know. So they just go from one to the other and just eat all day. But we're giving to everyone. This is free, but whatever donation you give will help to keep it free. Right? It's supported by kindly people. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare.